Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So Paul is saying, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience. Your conscience has to do with your mind, what you think, your attitude. And sometimes, again, as he's dealing with pastor, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about us-ins, we-ins, you know. Sometimes we can get bad attitudes because we deal with people. I've told you this over and over and over and over again. We've had a lot of older pastors that have retired and have been in our church. And I would be able to sit with them. I could name you a few of them. One of them was a great man. He was well known. He was an author of a book. He lived in Haines City. I read his book. Went to visit him one day. Long story short, I like this guy. He's talking about me. I like this pastor. He started coming to this church. He joined our church. He's here for a few years. His health got so bad, he went to a nursing home, a care center. And I'll never forget, I would go see him every week. I would see him every week, every week, every week. And the longer he was in there, the more bitter he became. More bitter he would become because he felt like he was put out. He'd been a president of a college, great Bible college, pastors of churches, authors, pastored large churches. And here he is in a nursing home all alone, and nobody comes to see him but this little old preacher. And bitterness started, and you could tell in the way he would talk, and there was some anger and other things. And I would leave it, and that's just one example, and I can name you would know him, and other older men who served the Lord. And they're no longer to work in the church, and they've been put out to pasture. Are y'all following? They've given their life to people, ministered to them, and when they're out of this pulpit and they're somewhere, well, they go on. Other people go on living their life. Are y'all? Anyway, it affects people. So I would leave these people that I would see, and you've heard this before, and it's true. Every time I would leave, I would pray with the preachers different time. I'd say, Lord, keep my heart soft. That even in my old age, and I ain't there yet. I'm getting there, fastly approaching, you know. Even in my old age, I still have a tender heart, a soft heart. Because after a while, again, I give no excuses. But let me use this word. It grates on you. They're human. It grates on you. You're putting out fires. And then they're forgotten. And I try to encourage them. God hasn't forgotten. But that's what Paul is saying. Pray for us that we trust we have a good conscience and in all things willing to live honestly. Now, how many pastors, how many preachers on TV? Quite a few. They don't fit this bill. That in all things willing to live honestly. The word honestly means to live above reproach. They're not perfect, but yet they can't be slandered by anybody. They live honorably and beautifully in the sight of God and men. And again, that's why before I came this morning, sitting in my couch, I got one of them couches we bought from Badcock. We paid it off last month. I had one of these lazy boys and a couch and these love seats, and my Latrice's seat is the love seat. All the kids know that. We were at the house yesterday. All the kids, they don't sit in my Latrice's seat. They can sit in the recliner. They can sit on the couch. But that love seat is for me and my wife. And so this morning, for about 10 minutes, she sits on this side. I was holding her hand, and for 10 minutes, I just focused on this verse in my mind. Lord, I want to be that way, that I have a good conscience, and that I can live honestly. I will say this, and again, it's just a point. All these things throw through my mind. I've been pastor here 20 years. Okay, I know Daddy was here for 40 some years, and we overlapped each other. And until Daddy passed away, Daddy was the big dog around here. Okay, and rightfully so. But we overlapped, the whole time I was here, and even with Dad. I learned so much from Dad. Never once, not one time, have we ever asked for a raise, have we ever asked for money, have we ever complained about what this church has or has not given us. Not once. And all these things, listen, I'm not doing this for the money. or the lack of the money, or the most of the money. You know what? I'm not doing this for anything that y'all give me. Praise God for everything y'all get. And y'all are good to me. Y'all are good to me. But I'm not doing it because y'all are good to me. I'm doing this because God's good to me. And I want to do this with a good conscience, that I can live honestly. That nobody, when I get old and dilapidated, and I'm falling in the parking lot, I still want to come to church. And if I can't preach no more, if I can't see, if I can't hear some of my kids, or if my kids are too sorry to bring me to church. That's why I got seven of them. Surely one of them will bring me to church. Somebody bring me to church, so help me. Push me down in a wheelchair if I have to, till God calls me home. The old adage, even if I lose my teeth, I'm going to fight the devil. I'm going to gum him to death. That's just so you know my heart. I sat there and focused on this verse in my heart. And this is my prayer. And again, this isn't about me, but it is about me. Pray for us, the Apostle Paul. For we trust that we have a good conscience and all things willing to live honestly. And I could go on and on, but I want to finish this chapter. Verse number 19, but I beseech you. He hasn't lost that, the thought, pray for it. The rather to do this. It's a strong emphasis. Don't you forget to pray for us. And then he says that I may be restored to you the sooner. Paul wanted to see them. The restored means to return to a former state, to be reunited, that all obstacles could be removed. I want to see you again. Paul is writing this letter. He said, boy, I sure want to see you, but there are some things that are hindering me. Pray that these obstacles be removed, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Instead of the later, the sooner. There's so much more. Boy, that's so good. He wanted to see him so bad. He said, pray specifically that I can see you again sooner and not later. Let's move on. Then he says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead of our Lord Jesus. This is what we would call a benediction. This is Paul's closing prayer. If we read, because you see the word amen in verse number 21. Okay, so this is Paul's prayer for these people, for these Hebrew people. He's saying, I'm praying that the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the covenant, everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that through that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the God of peace, the word peace means the wholeness, the soundness, the well-being, the state of tranquility. You remember Paul is closing this letter, but these Hebrew believers are under tremendous persecution. Some have left the church, went back to the temple. Remember? That's what this whole letter is all about. But he brings it the grace of God. And thank God for his grace. That it bring you peace. In times of trouble, you'll have that state of soul tranquility. That even in the midst of the storm, you've heard this 100 times, he may not calm the storm, but he'll calm you. And that's what he's telling these people. There's going to be persecution, cast in prison. People are dying because they're naming the name of Christ. They're being cast out of families, jobs. But listen, I pray that the God of peace, that soul tranquility that only God can give. And then there's the God of peace. And look at this next one. I call it the God of power that brought again the dead from the dead, our Lord Jesus. We could preach a whole series just on that little phrase that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the God's power, the power of God. He raised the Lord Jesus. Well, I thought Jesus raised himself. He did, but this is the work of all the Trinity. Had a part in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is a whole another lesson. But just like the creation, you know, all the triunity of God had part of the creation. You could see that in Genesis 1. Same thing about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They all had a part in his resurrection.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.